It's beginning to look a lot like, well, insanity from here. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, December the 3rd, 2019. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Michigan will take on Louisville on the hardwoods tonight. Pretty amazing. The Wolverines were completely unranked just a couple of days ago. Now they are number four in the AP 25. Louisville, number one. Number two, a big gun case got a day in court, but it seems that it could be the end of it. The United States Supreme Court not clear on whether they're going to take the case up against the city of New York. And number one, House Republicans say there's just no evidence, no evidence at all for impeachment in this ongoing case against the president for his call to the Ukraine back in July. They say it's a dangerous precedent. The White House also not playing along. The White House saying it will not send anybody to the circus tomorrow. The president, of course, in London for NATO meetings and other important high-level meetings where he got off to a pretty solid start, pointing out that NATO members, since his demand that they pay up their fair share, have done so, making the world a safer place. Because not only does it mean that NATO is at full strength because France and Germany and all the rest have contributed what they're supposed to, but that frees the United States to do other important things, to do work in Asia or the Middle East or Indochina. All of these things now more available to the president if we're not tied up completely covering NATO's bill. Big stuff. But let's start here. House Republicans report, it says there is no evidence. It's the minority report coming from Jim Jordan and Devin Nunes and Michael McCaul of Texas. Putting together a report that they say the evidence presented does not prove any of these Democrat allegations, not one. None of the Democrats' witnesses testified to having evidence of bribery, extortion, or any high crime or misdemeanor. This is coming out today. The Democrats will deliver their report a little bit later today and then send it on to the Judiciary Committee after they vote along party lines. That'll happen today. There'll be a vote on this report on impeachment. It'll be strictly across party lines. Democrats will win by a vote, and it'll go to the Judiciary Committee, where tomorrow Jerry Nadler will convene the circus. And it continues as confidence in the Democrats continues to dwindle. The dueling narratives emerging following the 2 weeks of House committee public hearings, as you know. The committee set to vote today, and then, of course, it'll be on its way. The Democrats' impeachment inquiry, according to the report released by the Republicans, is not the organic outgrowth of serious misconduct. It is an orchestrated campaign to upend our political system. An orchestrated campaign to upend our political system. Sounds about right from where I stand. It all goes back to this July 25 phone call with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, who, by the way, just yesterday again reiterated he felt no pressure, no quid pro quo in place for any of the aid that was held up for 55 days. By the way, just so we're clear on this, no lethal aid was ever held up. And the Obama administration sent blankets and eating utensils. The Trump administration sent Javelin missiles and other actual weapons of war to defend themselves against a Russian incursion. And on another note to that, Ukraine and Russia will sit down for peace talks on 9 December of this year, 9 December, to discuss possible peace initiatives between Ukraine and Russia. Of course, the president continues to deny any wrongdoing in the phone call with Zelensky. In fact, he made comments to that effect just now in his stop in London, saying once again, it's a witch hunt, it is unfounded, no crimes were committed. And the report from the Republicans does not establish the president pressured Ukraine to investigate the Bidens, which is the big crux here. Hunter Biden, working for Burisma, making $1 million a year plus bonuses for appearing twice a year in a country that he does not know the language, in an industry he is not familiar with. This all happening while Joe Biden is the chief liaison between the United States and Ukraine. Nothing fishy here. Nothing to be seen here. Perfectly on the up and up. Guy's getting $3 million in total, doesn't know the language, doesn't know the industry. Don't worry about that. Nothing to see here. Just business as usual. It's the kind of work I wish I could get. I mean, who would turn that down? I could get rid of my whiteboard and everything where I figure out how to do business and who we're doing business with. Wouldn't need that anymore. $3 million a year. Hold that job for a couple of years and I'm retired. Goodbye. See ya. Gotta go. Fishing time. Anyhow. The Republicans also note this, that everything that the Ukrainians want, they got without anything in return. They got a phone call, an invitation to the White House, all of those things. And the Bidens, as far as anybody knows here, were the investigation was never reopened. Adam Schiff, however, says the fact that Republicans may be derelict in their duty does not relieve us of our obligation to upend and defend the Constitution. Uphold and defend. I said upend. I guess I misspoke. Freudian a little bit of me, right? Anyhow, we'll see where this goes. I will tell you this. Democrats, for their part, continue to voice skepticism. Some honest ones do anyway, including Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey, who says he thinks that what the president did is unsavory, but not impeachable. In fact, I've got a great quote here from him. I've got a great quote. Let's see here. To have a small elite group of lawmakers try to remove a president just months before an election is indefensible and un-American, frankly. He said that to USA Today. And so, as Democrats side with Republicans, and not one Republican supports impeachment, it becomes pretty clear what this is. It's not a partisan defense by the Republicans. It is a partisan assault by the Democrats on the institutions of this nation. It is a blatant attack by Democrats on the institutions, the foundational principles of this nation. The founding fathers did their level best to prevent this sort of thing from happening, that being a completely partisan attack on a sitting president to have him impeached for political reasons only, and that's what this is. And be damned Gerald Ford for saying that and making it okay. When Gerald Ford said, impeachment is whatever you want to make it, or whatever you think it is. An impeachable offense is whatever you think it is, or Congress thinks it is. And the problem is, the president's right, this sets a terrible precedent, because at some point there comes payback. At some point there comes payback for another politician that is not deserving, that may be riding the line, that may be disliked for other reasons. And then the attacks come out and the knives come out because that person has irritated or offended somebody. And therefore, the impeachment process is misused because it's being misused now. There's no argument that impeachment is being misused right now for political gain. It's not working. The polls are going the other direction, but the Democrats went all in and they cannot change course. They cannot reverse direction now. They are all in. And it's not going to change until there's an impeachment vote, which will happen about 2 weeks hence. I figure about the 17th, 18th of December, we'll see an impeachment vote again along party lines. The only question is, how many people will join Jeff Van Drew in voting no? It's a Tuesday on the Steve Gruber Show. Just getting started. We'll be right back.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now, we're announcing a bold new goal. To reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050, DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.